Asia Whitehead, so this is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and with one of my favourite ladies in the world, it's Miss Mo from K-ville Radio.
Hi, Jay John. How you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. I've just gone back to Brisbane after going up for GOT7, so all things are right in the world.
Now, I feel privileged because we've been able to talk to people about how the GOT7 show went down in Melbourne, how it went down in Sydney. There are a few pros and cons there, Mo, I must say. How did the Brisbane event go?
All in all, the Brisbane show went pretty well. I know there are a lot of fans extremely antsy before it started because there was still no news on rehearsal passes and Polaroids. And then there were a few fans that weren't too happy that merch was sold out before even they've had access to it, because rehearsal ticket winners had first access because they got to go to the rehearsal before everyone else. But then the show itself was done extremely well. One very, very chaotic game that were just like having fans going, what the hell is going on?
Oh, tell us about the game.
The game, it was a crossword game. So the boys had to, there was two lots of questions, sets of questions that came up on the board, obviously sets for across and sets for down. But the boys, the screen kept changing every 10 seconds. So the boys would look up at the screen, go, oh yeah, you know, I know the answer to this one. But then when they get round to answering it, the screen's already gone. So they had to move on to a different set of questions.
Oh, wow.
and the boys were like, oh, but wait, I've got the answer to this one. And the host were like, oh, well, no, we're on this side now, you have to answer these questions. And it just kept going back and forth all the time, so it was a little bit chaotic. And then they didn't even finish the board, they only did three answers and then they changed the game. And I was just like, well, what was the point of doing it that way? But you know, obviously we can't really do much about the games. All the games were different in each city. The next one was like a hitting each other on the head with a hammer game, which was a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable. But the performances were amazing at the end because we were all seated. The boys were like, why are we sitting down? Everyone get up, come right down the front and let's have a party. And their last few songs were just some of their big dance hits from the latest album. And you saw all the people who were like sat right at the very back of the hall come all the way running down to the very front and standing up on chairs. It was chaos, but it was amazing. It was so good.
Oh my God. Wow. And so who was actually emceeing the event in Brisbane?
We had David and we had Andy.
Right. So they did each of the cities then.
Yes, I knew that Andy was doing all four cities. So it was mixing very, very busy, especially as he went to the Logies as well. So I don't know how he managed to do all that all in one go. But yes, Andy was hosting every single city.
Very good. Now, was there a favorite sort of standout? Like which song did the guys perform that was kind of a standout on the night?
See, I'm such a sucker for their album and their latest title track, Never Ever. I absolutely loved it. And the fact that they showed the behind the scenes video of Never Ever, I love that as well. I think, but their whole album, Flight Log Arrival, is just sensational. To me, it's one of their best albums. So I was entirely happy with the whole show, to be honest. Mark is just delicious in every form and way. His voice, whenever it came on, I was just like, okay, I'm done now. I can go home.
Crazy.
How about you? What was your favourite part of the night?
Well, I didn't get to go. I gave my media passes to the others because I thought they were more deserving.
Oh, look at you. Such a great boss man, right?
Well, I can't give much back to my team, you see, so I have to give the media passes so they can go along and enjoy the show. So Shaz and Bridget from our show, Chopsticks and BS, they went along, but they had a great time. I haven't had a chance to get them on the show because they're busily running through Melbourne on a week off, so you haven't had a chance to talk to them.
I went with my boss, so... I went with Ben and Dee, our main editor, on the website for the articles.
That's good.
And she's our photographer as well, so it's pretty good.
How big is your team at K-ville now?
It's getting pretty big. We're just looking now at hiring maybe some new video editors to help Ben and stuff on the YouTube channel, because our videos are becoming really, really big and we're looking to create a lot more content featuring me soon, hopefully, as well.
Oh, good.
So we're just looking to expand the team more. But I think at the moment we've got a team of eight or nine at the moment, and it's getting bigger. We've just hired a new Korean translator and videographer for future concerts and stuff here in Australia, so it's pretty exciting.
Obviously, your videos are very popular. What kind of things do people get to see on your YouTube channel?
We're doing a lot of kind of charts at the moment. So we've got our regular top 50 chart, which the fans vote for themselves. So all the latest songs that are currently out, the fans vote for, and then we make a top 50 every week.
And then Ben like mixes them all together.
Yeah, Ben creates all of our, he creates our top 50 and he creates our staff chart as well. And some of our other staff are doing like little different videos, like top 10 MVs, or, you know, a wide range of topics. We had one which was celebrating, you know, lesbian and gay stuff within K-pop music videos, and it did really, really well, and I loved that. It was great. So we've kind of targeted as much as we can.
Amazing. Look, there's so much there on your YouTube channel, on the website itself, of course. It's really like a one-stop shop for all K-pop news, isn't it?
It really is.
Cool. How can people find the website, and how do people find your YouTube channel?
Head on over to YouTube. It's Kayville Entertainment on YouTube. It's Facebook as well, Kayville Entertainment. Type in Kayville Entertainment in Google, and it will bring up all of our platforms, our websites, and you can even find me on Spreaker.
I'm surprised. Sorry, go on.
No, that's it. Kayville Entertainment. Kayville Radio, that means.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that after all these years, people don't just turn around and say, geez, Jay John, like, surely you know by now, people just Google and then they'll find it.
I did it the other day. I literally just typed in Kayville Spreaker and it came up. It was like the top thing. And I was just like, oh, that makes it just so much easier.
I don't have...
Sometimes I forget all the URLs and I'm like, it's www.facebook.com/Kayville, and then I forget. So it's just like, just Facebook it, just Google it, and it'll come up.
I see Asian Pop Radio's search results are a bit messy. I need to clean it up somehow. I need to find the time to do that, because there's been so many different like variations of Asian Pop Radio over the years that like it'll take you to like the Joy website, it'll take you to the Community Radio Network somewhere, and like, because we've kind of been on different platforms, so it's kind of hard to find, you know, to push our stream and you know, our website up to the top of the list. So we've got a bit
but
of work to do.
What is common about everything is you.
Yes. Yes. Good. I agree. Oh, dear. All right. Well, Mo, we look forward to chatting to you again next week. We look forward to hearing your next episode of Kayville Radio, which airs on Saturdays and Sundays on Asian Pop Radio at 8 p.m. in a few different times.
That's right.
Yeah. And it'd be good to, yeah, share some goss with you about G-Dragon when more information drops. And, of course, K-Con when we get more info on that.
K-Con, BTS, J-Park. I'm dying over here, really.
Yeah, if we knew at the start of the year that all this K-pop stuff was going to happen, we'd just be laughing, wouldn't we? We'd just been like, yeah, whatevs.
Do you know what? I think China is to blame. China is part of the reason why we're getting all of the stuff right now. That's one of my theories anyway, but I'll share that with you.
Okay, wow. There's a scoop. All right, thanks, Mo.
No worries, J-John. See you later.
Asian Pop Radio.